They aren't very good.
We'll call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, December 30th, 2020, at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held December 16th, 2020. Approve all claims through December 30th, 2020, in the amount of, that's a mystery.
That is a mystery, isn't it?
Terry, I gave you that too soon.
No, not on mine either, Matt.
I forgot to write them down, so it will be.
Nothing on, here, you want to look at?
Oh, no, I've got a copy.
Don, who put the agenda together?
$422,240.85.
I couldn't hear you, Eric.
$422,240.85, except for claim number 20120391 to RL Teeman Construction in the amount of $7,276.73 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve utility permit number 1178 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be boring 3-inch diameter, 2-pair cable, 5-foot below ditch and under township roads for 66 feet to replace 1-pair drop at pedestal S768DD crossing Maple Road to 4849 West Maple Road, located in the southeast quarter section 30 and northeast quarter section 31, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Approve utility permit number 1179 to Windstream Nebraska LLC. They will be trenching 2-inch wide by 5-foot deep and digging up existing cable in the east shoulder of the road. This cable will be cut and swung into new pedestal place south of the driveway to residence at 6312 Southwest 86th Road, along east edge of the right-of-way to provide service to residents at 6312. A small section of new cable will be placed from new pedestal back out into the road and spliced into the existing cable. This is located in the southwest quarter section, 26 Township, 6 North, Range 5 East, Claytonia Township. Approve specifications and call for bids on approximately 36.2 miles of armor coat for projects.
36.29.
Approximately 36.29 miles of armor coat for projects C34-1189, 1190, 1191, 1192, 1193, 1194, 1195, 1196, 1197, 1198, and 1199. Bids to be opened on January 27th, 2021 at 9:15 a.m. Approve hiring new employee for bridge crew at Highway Department in the amount of $18.19 per hour. And approve spec and call for fuel bids. Bids to be opened on January 27th, 2021 at 9:30 a.m.
Matt, this was just for you today. One parting gift I gave you.
The what?
The screw up on the agenda.
Oh, so. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the late present.
Any questions on the consent agenda? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn to approve the consent agenda as presented. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, regular agenda. Well, that's not on there either. This is kind of tricky today. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 20120391 to RL Teeman Construction in the amount of $7,276.73. This brings the total amount of claims approved through December 30th, 2020 to $429,517.58. This is a company I work for.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Discussion? Please vote. Six in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We have some public today. Any comment anyone wants to make? All right. Committee meetings or committee reports. Building and ground winter lights.
We had beautiful winter lights, but here comes my boss.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, everyone. I was just going to give an update. I did talk a little bit about our heated ramp area not working very well. I did talk to Todd Heidel from Lammo Plumbing. He came over, looked at it, and said, yes, just a hot water heater and changing out the manifold would work fine. I think that'll get us fixed here right away for this year. Yesterday, it still works. I think there's some elements going out on the little electronic boiler we have now. So he said that they've used those a lot, just hot water heaters and ramps anymore. It doesn't take a lot of hot water, but it just takes continuous water running through it. So what the plan would be, earlier I thought it'd be nice to take that wall out further east and stuff, but after talking to we did get kind of a proposal from one architect, and just the architectural fees were really expensive. And we do have geothermal and everything out there. It turns into a big project where you would have to actually tear that out and bring in another handicap entrance while you're working on that. So I recommended just leaving the ramp the way it is, just taking out the concrete, running new tubing in there, and just let it go with that. That would last us for quite a while. So the only modification would be our doors. If we could change out our doors down there, that's always such a tight turn, perhaps put a header across there and have a larger door opening in underneath the stairs there. So I would like to just start getting some ideas on that and coming up with some specs and possibly putting that out for bid after the first of the year and see what we come up with. So
Dave, do you think the hot water heater... If the hot water heater fixed the ramp part, do we really need to move the concrete out and replace the tubing? Or?
Yeah, I really think we do. That concrete, it is 20 years old, and it really is starting to deteriorate, you can tell. And I've always felt like it's like that PEX tubing. I think that's kind of gotten oblong. You know, it's kind of just compressed. It looks like you can always see... When it can't keep up, you can kind of see areas where the heating isn't going through very well. So I would still recommend changing the whole thing at this when we can. I don't know what the lifespan of concrete on a heated ramp is, but I'm sure it does take some abuse of always, you know, being heated. There's probably a lot of temperature change going on there, but...
Those is like anything else that gets better. Every year they figure things out better.
So for now, we would just replace the system with a hot water heater and a manifold, new manifold, and then continue on with next, with replacing the ramp. This shouldn't require any engineer stamp or anything because we're actually not going to change anything. We're just replacing what we have. That's about all I had.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
One step at a time. Dave, thanks, Dave.
I just wanted to say thank you. 12 years of working with me, and I appreciate your efforts here to make really this building and the other facilities in the county work, updating and some of the carpentry work you've done. That's certainly appreciated. And one of the times that you may not remember, but I do, that I really appreciated was when you showed me the top of the tower, and we walked up those rickety stairs, and we went up to the clock tower up there, and I was amazed that the lack of complex workings. It's the electric motor that runs that clock, and
yeah.
It's not. Yeah. So I appreciate that, and I know that that's pretty well closed to the public, but I know during the construction we were looking at the roof and stuff and up there, so I just appreciated that. Davey's a wonderful human being. He does a good job here, and he's always got a smile on his face, and... So I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
A lot of people don't have any idea the fantastic job that Dave does, and he is a wonderful person to take care of our property.
It's always been a good job, a fun job for me, so I'm glad I've got 20 years in here now, so glad I got hired on.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dave. Anything else for building and grounds? Equalization.
No, everything's equal.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. Garrison Law Firm, attorney fees, $15,839. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $51,152.10. Manelli Wagner & Associates, 2020 Fracture Critical Bridge Inspections, $40,692.82. Rock On Incorporated Hauling Material, $13,674. That's it, boss.
Another accomplishment there. The clerk's office has been working back and forth with the state, feds, other government agencies on COVID relief, trying to get some of our costs reimbursed. And it was this last week. I was on the phone with Dawn about something else, and she got an email. They did receive $483,000 in reimbursements. That's a lot of bread. That's money that was spent, and we actually got some of that recouped. I know every little piece that you could turn in, you've been turning in and going back and forth. So I wanted to tell you thank you and your office thank you for putting that together. That's a lot of money for the county.
Thank you. Deanna was a big part of that, trying to get all the records and things submitted. So it was a long process, but in the end, it was worth it.
Well, and that's all on top of regular work. Day-to-day stuff keeps going on. Elections go on, everything else. So it's great that something like that can happen and works out in the right direction sometimes. Human resources, employee relations.
Nothing.
Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Just want to take this opportunity to thank both Matt and John for your service and always being open to everything that's happened within the realm of zoning and emergency management and for your service, please, for the county. So as far as COVID update and so forth, we're at 138 in the last 14 days. We did cancel the Test Nebraska for Tuesday. So we do expect this morning we'll have a large number making up those appointments. They were still taking appointments at 80 to 90 per session. So the gals out there will have a double overload probably this morning. So, you know, as far as the turnaround for the testing, it's been running about 24 to 30 hours. So everything seems to be caught up. So that's going very well. Vaccinating, as you know, we have been working on first responders vaccinating. We were allotted, our early allotments came in for 400 that were identified as first responders to give them the opportunity, which included the Sheriff's Office and also Beatrice Police Department, the Wymore Police Department, and Corrections. And so we have been working on getting those people, first of all, notified in appointments and giving them the option if they want to go ahead and move forward. So we're on day four. This is our last day. With the snowstorm, we did have some challenges with getting some reschedules in. One thing that we're finding is, as most of you have heard through the media, is sometimes we allot on the lots of 10, but we're able to get sometimes 11 or 12 doses out of each bottle. So at the end of the day, we go back and recapture essential workers and then can kind of key into that allotment. So we'll be...
I know our hospital has been fantastic in working with you to get these things done.
Yes, they have been, and so has Public Health Solutions. So, the immunization clinic will be... they are tremendously impacted, and as we move forward through the immunization process, that will be the resource that those allotments will go through. So... As far as you know, the due DHM came out from the state of Nebraska, so that moves everything up to 75% capacity. And then also 6 foot goes into guidance instead of regulated side. So right now, Public Health Solutions is identifying for our district our next priority area. They had expected that they would get the vaccine in for the long-term care facilities, hopefully by the end of the year. That's been pushed up to the first of the year now. So after today's meeting, I'll know a little bit more where those allotments are sitting. But next up is long-term care facilities, BSDC, and Mosaic. So, and then from there, they will determine. They did advise that, as most of you know, that some parts of the state will move faster, you know, in how they move up on their A, B, and C, their tier groups, and what others will just based upon availability. So National Guard has been contacting a lot of our small villages right now, identifying governmental workers, essential utilities, street workers, to get those numbers to know how that allocation should come to our communities then. And we're doing the same thing here in the county. City of Beatrice has done the same thing. We have our next step also is identifying agricultural producers who will be essential also as we move into that March. So they may be stepping up. One, and that information we'll be able to accomplish through the FSA office, too, as actually active agricultural workers. We'll be doing a PPE run today. We still have a lot of facilities that are still wanting PPE. You know, they're still needing those gowns, especially in the long-term care facilities, masks. The Benix cards are actually a part of that. That's that 15-minute test that allows them to manage their facility through the RIT, through the ICAP program, or the red, orange, and green zones of how to manage within their own facility. So, good news on the stream gauge. I secured funding for the stream gauge to a shareholder. A partner, Koch Nitrogen, is coming forward, and they're going to help us out this year. So they will be assisting with that project and then deciding on commitment in the future. But so we're good for this year. So let's hope we don't have flood and storms and so forth going into 2021. But it's there. That's a vital piece of measurement that we do need. So,
did you say Koch Nitrogen is going to contribute?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Got that in writing?
You can trust their word.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm not certain, but the people that I've been working with are, they have committed, so. And as far as zoning is concerned, we are set for January 12th to have a hearing for the temporary asphalt/concrete plant coming in for Werner Construction. That'll be up in the Claytonia area. And that will be for two road projects, I believe. The first one is from Pickerel going to 41, all four lanes, I believe. And then the other one that they identified was the Barnston to help me out, guys. Is it 53 or 9? What's that 99. Highway going to?
Summerfield.
Thank you.
99.
Yeah. So that was identified as their second project for the plant. So, and then we'll just be recapping back on our wind regs, you know, some of the going back to discussion. You know, we have not met since the moratorium has been placed, and also since regulations have changed for our county. We were presented some information for the board to, you know, review, and so, again, we haven't had the chance to meet as a group. Keep in mind, Lancaster County also has a hearing January 20th for their area that they are looking at revisiting those wind regulations again for them. So we'll stay in tune to what happens there. So, questions for me? Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa, for everything you do.
We also got a letter from the state. The appointment that was approved by the Veterans Service Board and approved by the board, it was approved by the state for Scott Bates. So, they said congratulations on a good appointment. So, Scott will be starting on the 4th, I believe. So we'll have a new Veteran Service Affairs officer. Veteran Affairs officer. Veteran Service Officer. Road and Bridge.
Yes, we had discussion on 36.29 miles of armor coat, where they are, and if any of them should be milled or overlaid. We talked about the overlay projects. And Galen today gave us a list of the dates of the asphalt overlays. The worst roads are the Holmesville Road to Blue Springs, especially to the V line, and 19th Street, especially the stretch from Dorsey to Sargent Road. And we had discussion on whether we'd add any overlay mills to our contract from last year. And that's it.
We talked a little bit too on up in the fuel contracts. That's why they're on now instead of next month. Just as fuel may be moving, trying to jump ahead on that. There's also a little discussion on a claim for a road and bridge. It just said fracture critical bridges. There was an inspection on one bridge, but that was actually broken to three invoices. Some of it was fracture critical, where we had to hire that out ahead of time. But moving forward, the bridge crew will be doing those inspections. Bridge crew and additional staff, probably Bob. They're certified to do bridge inspections, so that'll be done in-house. All right. Anything else for road and bridge? All right. We'll go on to receive road study report for the west one quarter mile running on the north side of section 21, township 2 north, range 8 east, Island Grove Township. Galen, do you want to go over anything on this? This was asked for by the township. It's an agreement between the landowner and the township. Just going through the process to take that quarter mile out of minimum maintenance and make it into local. Any discussion? I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Bauman. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Discuss and approve or disapprove 5.8 miles of asphalt, mill overlay, or armor coat on Blue Springs North, or a portion thereof. This was a discussion. We have a portion of money left with our mill overlay contractor. We actually ran a little short of the contract due to roads being in better shape than we anticipated, so there was less patching. So this last road bond, or not road bond, this last road bid, we ended up $300,000+ short of the initial bid. They are willing to extend those prices out onto additional miles if we so choose. They did a great job on it. I don't think we had any real complaints on their work. The idea was to have Galen look at the next roads that needed worked on. He came up with 5.8 miles, basically Blue Springs North. Those were the worst miles that we have in the county currently. Gary asked for a study of overlays, so that's the list that we have here, to see where are we, what should we be replacing, what shouldn't we be replacing, how much should we be replacing. And Galen, can you kind of steer us through this list and let us know where we're at? I know I see some on here that are 1992, 1995. We kind of discussed most asphalt being in that 20-year median range lifespan, 15 to 25 years, depending on traffic and weather and everything else.
Yes. Yes, originally when we first started talking about possibly doing a little bit more overlaying in 2021, I was asked at Road and Bridge to take a look at all the asphalt roads in Gage County. So basically, I went and I drove all the asphalt roads, and this was just driving the roads and taking a visual look of the condition of each section of road. And this is how I came up with what I thought was the worst to best roads in Gage County for asphalt. I also talked with my bridge foreman who works on those asphalt roads and actually walks them and works on them and sees a the condition of them all year round, you might say, and got his input on it too. And then I sat down and seen how his opinions match with my opinions and came up with this list. So, like I said, it's just a windshield inspection of the roads. And as we all know, that these can, and I went back and found different maps that I had that for the overlays that had been previously done. That's how I came up with the dates when the last overlay was done on these roads. So as we all know, that this list in order, but weather conditions and traffic conditions have a lot to play with this, so it could drastically change the order that I have listed. But, this is my opinion on the condition of the roads from worst to best.
And when I look at this list that Galen gave us, there's 14 of these roads that were done in the 90s, and there was 19 of them that were done in the since then, and six of those done since then were done in 2000 or 2001, so they're also approaching 20 years old, but 14 of them were done in the 90s.
There was also a little bit of talk about doing a portion of that 5.8 miles. You said there were 2 miles that were in really bad shape. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be the from the B-line basically going north for 2 miles was the worst, or to the basically going to that new bridge section is about approximately 2 miles in there. That is the worst on this whole stretch. The rest of it going north of the new bridge that they just built, it's had a lot of patching done to it. It is rough and everything, yeah. But it don't have the surface deterioration like the southern 2 miles down to the B line. Now, there is a stretch on the B line. It's 1.2 miles, I believe, that runs from where the gravel comes onto the blacktop that runs to the Blue Springs River Bridge, and that is in a lot better condition than that the 2 south miles of that. So if a person didn't want to do the whole thing, he could possibly leave that 1.2 miles off and tack it on to something later on when you're down that area.
How would it work if we did from the B line up to Holmesville and then maybe did that Dorsey to Sargent Road on 19th?
Well, by far the worst road is that south of Holmesville.
Yeah.
Now, the first half mile out here from Dorsey going north, that is really starting to show some rutting and severe cracking and a lot of places in the ruts. It's all solid yet, but it's starting to really crack out and stuff and kind of push out. Once you go on past that first half mile, the next mile is, we've done quite a bit of patching in that, and it will take some more this coming year, you know, patching. I believe there's 2 miles that gets you down to the curve. Once you go to the east on that curve for the last 2 miles on that section of road is in fairly good condition compared to the southern part of that road.
So I guess what the board would have to decide is, do we want to put some of this in the mill and overlay? Do we want to armor coat it? The discussion continued because if we armor coat this, if the road continues to deteriorate, we'll have to repair it. Probably, if we say in the next 3 years, is that?
Are you talking the Holmesville Road?
The Holmesville Road.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to make it another 3 years without some major repairs, is it?
We'll have to do some work for sure on that south 2 miles this coming year. Yes, for sure.
And that's the stretch. I mean, we looked at it one time, and your comment was no armor coat's going to do anything for this.
Well, and driving in a pickup, or even more so when you're in a machine going down that road, yeah, where you're going slow and you can really see it and you take the time to look at it, there's a lot of pavement breakup there. I didn't make it back out there this weekend, this week. But last year when we looked at it, it was really, really showing wear.
Yeah. My thought would be to do from the B line up to Linden Road, and then if you wanted to add in the, 19th from Dorsey to Sargent, that'd be something that could get added in.
Let's start with the 19th Street. What type of shape are we there? What, I mean, you explained the condition that it's in right now. Will that road be okay for another year or so?
I would say other than some patching in that first half mile where it's rutted down and it's starting to push out a little bit, we'll have to do, and I didn't count on, there's probably 3 to 4 at least areas that we will end up patching this summer. The rest of it, as you go on down through, is still, the pavement is tight and everything, but I know in that there'll probably be some patching in that further on north in that first mile too. But it is limited. It is laying tight. There's nothing breaking out, you know, ready to fly out at this time. So
it's not in a horrible shape.
No.
So, I mean, just keep in mind, I mean, we want to do as much as we can on our roads, but this isn't money that's just free money there. It's we're picking and choosing what we can do to keep things maintained. And Mr. Lytle brought that up. This isn't leftover money. This is stuff that we'll be moving around from road and bridge sinking and things like that to get it together. But it may be well worth it. I mean, that's the whole idea. If we did from Linden North or Linden South, how many miles is that? Is that 3?
4.6 miles.
Mr. Lytle?
On your list, Galen, you got 1990, 92, and 99 on that Holmesville South. Is that?
There was in that, I'm trying to think, it'd be the last 2 miles, the south 2 miles going down the B-line. There was places in that in those years they had to do a lot of aggressive patching and went in there. And as far as I know, this is the years that they were actually, they done a lot of patching. And they did come in and just overlay over them patches in those years. The whole road was never overlaid that I'm aware of.
So it was just parts of it. And each of those years, there was parts of it that were patched and then overlaid. Yeah.
Just those sections of road.
Okay. And the 99 part is the part that's in the worst shape right now. It's the south part of it.
The south, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the rest of the road is 28 and 30 years old. Just getting old.
Let's fix the bad part of the road. 4.6 miles, I would say let's do that. What else can we?
And then the rest of that would be armor coated then, correct?
Yeah, we could armor coat that the B line part if you wanted to.
Yep.
Right now, I have the whole thing in the bid for the 5.8 miles, and I plan to, if this is approved, then I'll remove that
4.6.
Whatever we decide, that 4.6 or whatever we decide.
What about if you do the 4.6 and 1?
Yeah, 5.8 was all in the armor
section on 19.
5.8 miles, yeah.
And that was another option that Mr. Hill brought up, that bad section there. I just
a half mile, three quarter, whatever it be, to a good point or a mile. You know, what about if you add to that 4.6 on that 19th Street? I know it's probably a highly trafficked one also.
Yep.
If you do that, that would come about that 5.56 miles someplace in there.
Yep.
We got to do something because, Galen, pardon the sarcasm, what's the potential that these roads will miraculously get better on their own?
None.
They tend not to heal.
Well, the thing you got to remember, too, I mean, on a high-traffic road like that, if they're deteriorating, we're going to be spending money on them anyway.
Yeah.
So every year it'll get more and more and more. So unless you do some preempted stuff like this, you know, you're going to – it costs a lot of money. There's no doubt about it, but you're going to – hopefully save yourself some money.
On the section on North 19,
that sounds,
first road, what would you suggest? How much distance? Is it that whole first mile? Is it the first three-quarter mile?
Well, the worst of it is from Dorsey to Sargent. That gets a tremendous lot of traffic and truck traffic coming in off of 77, and they come up Sargent, and then they turn and come through and go through town on 19th. So that's by far that worst, that half mile. I mean, the other's got patching and stuff, but it's not in the condition that this, you might say, the south half mile has from Sargent to Dorsey.
That would be your recommendation then, Sergeant, to Sergeant to Dorsey?
At least, yeah. Yeah. Because like I said, there is quite a bit of patching in the rest of that mile.
Could you go a full mile?
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't hurt nothing, yes.
I mean, that...
Yep.
That would be sense. My recommendation. They'd give you 5.6 miles. Correct, Galen?
For this, for rough dollar amount, then, too, at a bid price, you'd be looking at somewhere approximately at $1.467
million. That's going into this last year's budget or going to the next year's budget?
Would they be doing that work in the spring?
That I can't answer. I haven't talked to anybody.
We wouldn't know that until talk to the contractor to find that out. If they did it in the springtime, we would have to pull back and look at some additional equipment purchase, things like that, that haven't been made. And I mean, it's like I say, it's not a magic pool of money. So if we do decide this, it affects everything.
I would guess we could work with them depending on they move around back and forth. You know, if we had to delay that till after July 1st, you know, I would almost bet they would work with you on that, you know, to start the new year again that way. I would like to make a motion to overlay the miles as we spoke, the 4.6 and the 1 mile. On 19th.
No, second that. That's 4.6 miles from Linden to the B-line and from Dorsey 1 mile north on 19th Street.
Dorsey 1 mile north. We have a motion and a second. Any additional discussion on this 5.6 miles of mill and overlay?
Is there any...
Why is he only looking left?
Is there any shouldering or anything like that, or is that pretty well in shape on all these roads, do you think, Galen, or would you have to?
You mean on... If we overlay these,
yes,
we'll have to go in and
but I mean major shouldering, or is it mostly in place right now to what you...
We'll just have to add the dirt like we basically did on the Holmesville stretch and slope it down.
Gary?
Yep.
So Galen feels this is a pretty good price that we got, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
If they're... willing to work with us to where part of it's in this budget, part of it's in the next budget, I would suggest, while I my original idea was we do the 2 miles down there from the bridge to the B-line, and then maybe do your little bit up here that you needed. But if they're going to work with us, you know, Galen's telling you the next mile is probably worse than that mile. You know, if they're going to work with you, maybe you're able to split it up between the two budgets. Maybe you cover a little bit more space than that. If we're not knowing what we're doing as far as what budget it's going in, I wouldn't agree to 5.6. I'd agree to the 2 miles down there and the mile up here, and leave it at that. Is my thinking.
You're thinking
we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. If we know what we're doing, we can work this. And
yeah,
the thing about it is, I think the odds are fairly good. Oil prices, gas prices, those things will be increasing in the next years to come, I would guess. You know, how that affects this, I don't know. I'd say the odds are for fuel prices and oil prices going up. That's my guess.
And like you're saying, Gary, the contract was at a good price last year, and the quality of work was excellent that they seemed to do.
Yeah, I just would like to say that down there on the from that new bridge going up to Linden, we have done quite a bit of patching on that. The road is rough, and there will be several areas that will have to be patched in 21 also. So the road is where it hasn't been patched. There is some places, like a lot of the roads, where it's laying tight, but it's checkered. There is a little bit of cupping going on in the wheel tracking. So, but it is a rough ride, even from that new bridge going up to Linden. It's not perfect, and it will create or need some patching also, just like out here on the 19th.
Yeah. I've been across it. I know the condition. I understand that.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, though, is you know, past couple years, we've been sitting here with $2 million, $3 million in inheritance. Right now, you're not sitting with that balance in there. If you're looking at making an expenditure of $1.5 million into this budget, it wasn't budgeted for this year, where's the money going to come from? I don't disagree. I mean, you look down through this list, we've got quite a few things that are going to be coming due.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have quite a bit of work that's got to be done. That's kind of why I wanted to see this list. But what I'm saying is you haven't told me where the money's going to come from yet. Where are you going to come up with $1.5 million?
Looking through the budget, we looked at that on Monday again. Some of that would come out of inheritance. Some of it would come out of road and bridge sinking. Some of it would come out of highway department operations, which we can't say exactly how much would come out of the highway department because this fall was dry. You know, everything in a budget is a guesstimate. So this fall was dry. We haven't had the expenditures that we may in other years in the fall. Springtime, it could be wet. We could spend an incredible amount of money. It may be dry. We may not spend as much. So those would be the three major areas we'd be looking at. As far as what the allocation each would be, we'd be guessing. That's why I say, like, we've got a motor grader budgeted. That's $275,000, I think. Depending on how things actually go, that may not occur, or it may occur within the budget. So, it's like you said, this affects everything. It may affect equipment purchases, other things down the road, because it's not, you're exactly right, it's not money just sitting there ready to go.
That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeable to doing the two worst miles down there and the mile up here unless we're going to work something out to where we're able to split it into 2 years, we're able to say this is what we've got, and we're not going to set ourselves up to where we're going to be strapped going through the next year because we're using everything we got to do these 1.5 miles.
And I would think we're not putting it out to bid. I mean, it's a continuation of the contract, but I would think they would work with us on that.
I'm sure they probably would.
Yeah.
If it's a continuation of the contract, if for some reason the price is too high, you don't do it. Which, you know, so you go to them with what the intent is. The main thing, I think, was to identify the areas. There's a laundry list here. Yeah. And we're chipping away at a few crickets at the top.
Yep.
And if it still comes in too high, then you just don't do it. But I think the intent is to identify those in the hardest areas. Yeah. But the money sounds like it'll come from several different pockets. If it comes in too high, then you whittle it down some more.
But Gary makes a good point. I mean, we don't ever want to get into a spot where we're in trouble. We try to maintain some money in inheritance and not operate out of it. But when we're making purchases, doing those things, we're in essence operating out of it, not for day-to-day operations, but for capital projects. There's also talk of potentially trying to bond some road work. That may be something we need to look at again in the future. My preference would be not to even look at that until after our judgment's paid off, but just maintain until then. We have a motion and a second to do 4.6 miles Blue Springs North, Linden to Beeline, and 1 mile on 19th, north of Dorsey. Mr. Lytle, do you want to try to make an amendment to the motion?
That I'm not the one that made the motion or seconded.
But you can put up for an amendment to the motion if someone seconds that, can't you, Counselor?
I told you where I stand, so I mean, You know where I'm at.
Okay.
And it doesn't say that this is a bid. It says it's a proven 5.6 mile. It doesn't say anything about being a bid.
Correct.
This is a proven doing it.
All right.
So.
Any additional discussion on this motion then?
Well, I think, you know, if this gets done, maybe, you know, you can, you know, go a couple of years without. But, I mean, you got some roads that are going downhill quickly.
If we do this and then we wait a couple of years, then you're going to have a whole bunch of stuff come and do it at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, on one hand, I'm saying don't do it, but on the other hand, I'm saying do it. I understand that, but
yeah.
I mean, right now you're going through forward with a project where you're not saying where the money's coming from. And we broke down the money on Monday, and there's not a lot there.
No. Well, we can approve it, but if we want to hold off on finishing it, we can. There's nothing in the motion that says we can't do that. We're approving doing it. Mm-hmm. When we do it, might be different than what we'd like to do, but we approve doing it.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but I've also seen so many times where we say that, and once it's approved, it just gets forgotten.
We can say with all confidence the miles being talked about have deteriorated and are in poor to very poor condition. Is that a true statement?
Correct.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's very something true to keep in mind, too, because I totally get where you're coming from, too, Gary. Any additional discussion on this motion? We have a motion by Juergen, second by Hill, for 4.6 miles, Linden to the B line, mill overlay, as well as an additional 1 mile on First Road from Dorsey Street to Sargent Road.
Well, it's 1 mile north of Dorsey because that'd go on past Sargent.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1 mile from Dorsey Street, 1 mile north on 19th, or First Road. I would ask you to please vote. 6 in favor, with Lytle voting no. Motion carries. Galen, I guess with that, please talk to the contractor, see what we're looking at. Don and I will do more looking at timeline. Is once you let us know what their approximate timeline is, and we may end up bringing it back to the board for additional discussion when, where, and how this will all be allocated out. Okay. Thank you, Galen.
You bet.
Keep a look at that road list. There is a lot of pieces on there. This year we've been very aggressive at looking at roads, and we're always aggressive looking at bridges and stuff and structures, but just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. We'll have to continue looking at that.
I got one comment on Galen's list. The last line got typed up as the Rockford Road, and it's actually the Holmesville Road. The Rockford Road is up above. It's in far worse condition.
And that brings us into our next agenda item, presentation of plaques to Matt Bauman and John Hill for their years of service on the Gage County Board. That's a perfect introduction to that, with Mr. Hill bringing up the Holmesville Road. I don't know that we've ever had an advocate on the board that brought up roads and the condition of the infrastructure in his area like Mr. Hill. I know my time on the board, I haven't seen it. There was never a shortage of road and bridge time spent on Mr. Hill's infrastructure. Myron, he would go through everyone, and we always knew when it got to Supervisor Hill, we would have an update on structures, trees, roads, cracking, where the crews were working, how, when, and where. I've been here 6 years now, and out of all the board members, I think John and I have traveled more road together, looking at everything from creeks to being educated on how many acres flow through a different tube in that area, what the drainage basins are. We even got out and looked at county equipment, drove down in the flooded areas. It's been a real pleasure, John.
Thank you.
I've really enjoyed working with you. The time that you've put in has been fantastic. Mr. Bauman, we've done everything from talk about finances and such to coaching basketball together. But you've brought a different opinion, a different view, looked at the liabilities of contracts. I mean, the way you've looked at different things when we're talking in discussion, whether it's in negotiations or human resources or anything, you've always brought a different viewpoint to the board that has always been appreciated as well. And both of you are just such an asset to the board. I hate seeing either one of you go, let alone both of you. But I really want to give you my sincere thanks. It's been wonderful working with you. It's been wonderful becoming friends with both of you. And I just can't say thank you enough. It's great to have these plaques to give to you, but they don't say anything. The appreciation and thanks that the board and the county have to both of you.
They are both have been fantastic board members. The cooperation that I have had from both of them have been absolutely fantastic. And thank you, Matt. Thank you, John.
Mr. Juergens?
When I first came on the board, Mr. Bauman was already on the board, and I can't tell you either how stupid I was or how smart he was, I thought, because he knew
we won't go into
everything
the details.
As far as how things went with accounting, with insurance, with, I mean, he knew all that stuff and knew it well, and he tried to explain it to me, and it couldn't soak in how that worked. You know, where'd all this money come from? So I appreciate all the help Matt gave me to try and get started. And John is a good friend of mine. He's, like you said, done an excellent, excellent job, I thought. So they both put in their time. So thank you to both of you.
Thank you. Mr. Lytle?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of second what Terry said. When Terry and Myron and myself and Kathy Setzer came on the board, first year I sat with Matt. Didn't sit with Matt. Matt spent a lot of time, Matt and Don, putting the budget together. And I think that first year I learned probably more about the county just because of what Matt showed through the budget and everything and how everything flows and fits together and all that stuff, and Matt was very integral in that, and obviously, you know, spent a lot of time doing it, and I appreciate that, because without that understanding, you know, I wouldn't have any idea how the county runs. I mean, you can see it every year when there's elections that the community doesn't understand how that budget works, and until you sit here and actually see it, it's pretty special, and Matt's been to all of us. I'm sure Matt has been integral on that. And then, as far as John goes, John and I might disagree on just like this asphalt down here. We might disagree on things, but we can discuss through it, and we can argue a little bit. And once we're done with it, we can talk about other things, and it works just the way it's supposed to. Been very professional, and both of you very very professional. And I've enjoyed working with both of you, and hate seeing both of you go off. People are going to put their butts in them seats, are going to have big shoes to live up to. Thank you.
And that's something to really keep in mind. That's something I should thank Matt for, too. The way this budget works, I mean, it's that we talk about the mystery of the radios, the magic. The budget's like that. It's not like a checkbook where you have money in, money out. That'd be simple. There are so many intricacies to this, and I mean, you really have. You've helped us understand that. You've steered us through things. You and Don working together, telling us what works and what doesn't work. I think that's why even when we come up, where's this money coming from? You can't just say it's coming from A. It's it's a living organism almost, and there's just not enough the board can say, you know, a way to say thank you to you both.
Can I take a, I'm going to take a little bit of time here and try to summarize my 12 years on this board and my 4 years on the school board. So 16 years of my life have been in public service in an elected role. So pardon me as I take this last liberty in my last meeting, darn near the last day of the craziest year of my life, second craziest year of my life. I'd like to thank the following people for their initial inspiration in the support of me serving in public office. It really goes back to Diane Courtney, if you know Diane Courtney. She was the first one that asked me if I was ever interested in running for the school board in Beatrice, and I did that. Absolutely wet behind the ears, didn't know what I was getting into, and I won a seat. So I appreciate Diane Courtney, Dorothy Zimmerman, a good friend of mine who's no longer with us is the late Larry Emerson, the late Jim Engle, and the late Gene Bargman. And Denny, your wife, Janet. That was really, that's kind of my laundry list of people. Diane Courtney, Dorothy Zimmerman, Larry Emerson, Janet Byers, Jim Engle, and Gene Bargman. They really were supportive and really started me off in public service. I certainly don't mean to leave anybody out, but I've got to name a few former board members that I really appreciate. Again, Rex Adams. He's a good friend of mine, and I appreciated his fervor for making his community better, both on the county and down in Blue Springs and Wymore. We talked a lot about the budget, and I'm going to give a lot of credit to Ron Fleece. When I first got on the board, that man spent a lot of time helping me understand how exactly the county budget works. Shirley Grunewald, first person I sat next to, she sat right there, and she was a very kind and thoughtful person. She gave me a lot of insight when I first got started. I appreciate Alan Grell's desire for regional jails. I still think that that needs to be looked at, and I still think there's viability. And I think Gary and I, we kind of scratched that a little bit, but never really got any place. Do appreciate the person who was in the seat before Terry, Dave Anderson. I can remember talking about somebody at the new road and bridge, his time on the board, and I remember driving around the county with Dave and getting a lot of information. Obviously, the current senator, former chairman, Myron Dorn, he was a kind and thoughtful person in his approach and direction to public service. Danny Byers, there's three words you said that I've never forgotten. When you're dealing with people and you're dealing with public service, it's about relationships, relationships, relationships. So I've always tried to foster those whenever possible and tried to reach compromise. And Don Hill, we talk a lot about the budget. Don Hill's a friend of mine. We've worked a lot together on the budget and different county things. I appreciate her being a watchdog, putting up with me, number one, probably, because I can be cantankerous, and helping to coordinate the county budget. So Don is really an asset to the county. I appreciate the citizens of the community of Pickerel and Claytonia, specifically the village boards. They were very welcoming to me as I first started, and I spent some time there. I haven't been up there for a while. And certainly this current board. We've endured a lot together. We've taken a lot of slings and arrows, and I think we've always tried to do the right thing in the face of adversity, and I appreciate you all, and I will miss you. I think notable accomplishments since I've been on the board, some of these I brought forward, and some of them I was just a part of. One is a courthouse renovation. This is an old, decrepit building, and in spite of the infamous change orders, we did get this thing done. The Veterans Honors Program, I think, is very valuable to the community and not just to this board. Parks and Recreation grant that helps to funnel some small amount of dollars into some of the smaller communities to help them improve their infrastructure, their public infrastructure. Something as simple as, I think I brought forward a motion to put a standing rule to have the Pledge of Allegiance said before every meeting. When I first got on the board, we didn't do that. So I appreciate that that's there. We became a livestock-friendly county. We finally finished that stinking Hickory Road project. That was a huge accomplishment. We've worked hard to improve the infrastructure, putting in culverts where we could take out those small rickety timber bridges, paving projects. Voter approved, actually. I remember sitting across the table from the bonding agent and said, why are you putting this out to vote? You got enough general fund dollars and tax levy authority to just do this. And we threw that cat out the door because we didn't want to work with him, and we put it to the vote of the people, and they voted for that. I think that was important. I'd like to thank specifically the members that I can remember who sat around the table from the Beatrice City Council as we worked to revitalize Gage County economic development. That was very controversial when I first got on the board. Former Mayor Dennis Schuster, Al Fetty, Petey Catlin, Dwight Party. And I believe the county board members at the time, if I can remember, I think Gary started with us, Kathy Setzer, I think, was involved, Myron Dorn, and Rex Adams. I think we worked hard to improve that township association meeting. I remember when I first started, that thing was a roast of county board members. You didn't want to go to that thing. And we really worked hard with the townships to provide them information and make it very much a working meeting. And I think that that was a huge accomplishment of not just this board, but previous boards, too. And I hope that that certainly carries forward. So kind of my last statements here is it's not always been easy being on the county board. People have taken a lot of shots at me. Some people have said some very nasty things in an attempt to make me someone that I was not. Free speech is just that. It's free. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be mean. It doesn't mean that it's going to be true, kind, or respectful. I always try to focus on the positives, and I appreciate those who are there to support me for the right reasons. Never forget that as a board member, you work for the people of Gage County. Don't allow anyone to unduly influence you, and never commit too much that you end up in someone's back pocket or you owe them or someone a favor. Government exists to serve the people. Government does not exist to serve itself. I've absolutely enjoyed my time as a public servant, 4 years on the Beatrice Board of Education and 12 years on this board as a Gage County supervisor. My advice to anyone regarding trying to serve your community is to get involved. Volunteer for a board or a committee. Volunteer for your local fire department. Run for public office, and if you don't win, run again and again. And why is that so important? These words, and I apologize if they're a little cliched, but I think they're more and more evident in this day and age. Of the people, by the people, for the people. I'd like to thank the voters of District 2 for having allowed me to serve for 3 terms. Thank you to all the people who have supported me and challenged me during my time on the county board, and I'm a better person for having served. I want to thank my family who supported me and endured the time away from them that this job takes from time to time. Lastly, Gage County is a vibrant little gem in the wonderful state of Nebraska. For now, my professional and personal life will lead me away from Gage County. My roots run deep here, and I will forever call this place home. Thank you.
John?
Bill, you're not going to outdo that.
No, I'm not. I've got no speech, but I would say I've enjoyed serving on the board and getting to know the other board members and working with them. And I spent a lot more time on it than I anticipated, but I've enjoyed it. And I've enjoyed interacting throughout the district. You know, as far as what Matt said about the village boards and, you know, not only the village boards, but all the volunteer fire departments and EMS units out there. One thing I found, the smaller the town, the more volunteer time the board members put in and give back to that community, and they're all doing a lot of good things and helping their communities.
Say we want to give you our full appreciation. There's no way to say it, but it's just tough to see you two go. But at the end of the day, that's the way government works. And we'll go forward, and we'll expect a lot from our new board members, and look forward to what that new board has to offer, too, and try to continue on working for the people of Gage County. But thank you both so much. Is there anything else for the good of the order? If not, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second. Ford Bauman.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Hill. Let's see what this says one last time. Please vote. 5 in favor with Bauman and Lytle voting no. We are adjourned at 9:51 on the clock.